live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. Happy Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. You are now locked into WKAR's current sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming right at you, as you just heard my man Chayo say, right here live on the campus of Michigan State University at the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences. A lot to get to on today's current sports. Another exciting show coming your way. On today's current sports, we will talk about John Beilein, who is the current head coach of the University of Michigan men's basketball team. New developments when it comes to Beilein, a report surfacing today that Beilein is actually in further talks with the Detroit Pistons. Can you believe this? You know, I weighed in on this topic to close out Monday's current sports, and I noted how I really didn't believe this was really serious. Maybe a ploy for John Beilein to vie for more moolah. But the fact that John Beilein is now discussing further with Tom Gores and the Detroit Pistons organization, he's taking this serious, folks. I really believe this may be a serious thing. I don't know if John Beilein is going to be the leading candidate. They are interviewing, well, I should say in further talks with, three individuals. John Beilein, former Toronto Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey, and San Antonio Spurs assistant Ime Udoka. Those are the three candidates right now. And Tom Gores will be having further talks with all three. Who's leading the pack? We don't know. All we can do is speculate at this point. But I got a few points to make concerning John Beilein possibly taking this job if it is offered. I don't think this is unrealistic at this point, folks. All right, so we'll talk about that. Also, I'm excited to have this brother a part of the show. We tried to get him on last week after hearing the news that he will be a part of the 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame class. He's one of my favorite guests of all time. He's a dear friend of the show. He's been on Current Sports multiple times. And in fact, you know, I did some digging, and on my Instagram page about 2 hours ago, I posted one of our very first Current Sports TV episodes. It happened 5 years ago, back in 2013. The only Current Sports TV episode that actually got an Emmy nomination. The great Todd Duckett, formerly known as TJ Duckett, former Michigan State University running back great. And again, 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame inductee. Todd will be joining me here on Current Sports to talk about how he got the news, how humbling this honor is, where it ranks on his all-time list of accomplishments. It's always a fun chat. It's going to be a great time, as it always is, when we invite Todd Duckett to the show. And then on the back end of the show, we'll talk money. Money, money, money. As Forbes has released its latest list of the highest paid athletes in the world. And you will be quite surprised when you find out how there's a local feel to this story. Folks, there is a certain professional player who balls out in Detroit who has cracked the top 10 on this list from Forbes. Pretty mind-boggling. It really is, folks. So we'll talk about the highest paid athletes released by Forbes today. And we'll do all of that while, of course, allowing you all to be a part of the conversation. Multiple ways in which you can weigh in. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via social media at facebook.com/WKAR News. You can watch the live stream near a comment below that video. I see a few of you already commenting. Why not? I never do this, but let's get to an early comment. Ben says, the Washington Capitals win game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals and are now 1 win away from winning their first cup championship in franchise history. Yes, that is very true, Ben. I tried to stick through that game last night, but I got bored and actually fell asleep on my couch because it was an early blowout. The Knights really had no chance as that game went along. So, again, weigh in just like my man Ben is doing currently at facebook.com/WKAR News. The live stream is up and running there, and you can tweet us. Two ways in which you can weigh in via Twitter. Tweet the show directly at WKAR_sports or tweet me at Al Martin WKAR. Until then, here are your current sports quick hit headliners. And I want to start with news concerning the Capital Diamond Classic. We now know who will be playing in the final that will take place tomorrow night at Cooley Law School Stadium at 7 p.m. DeWitt ended up beating Holt in the semifinals. And we also saw Grand Ledge winning over Lansing Catholic. That was a 3-1 victory as Grand Ledge and DeWitt will vie now for the Diamond Classic Championship game. And last year, DeWitt actually won the Diamond Classic. Grand Ledge has had immense success throughout this tournament. When you look at tournament history, Pat O'Keefe is always in the conversation. The comments are always in the conversation. So it should be a doozy of a game tomorrow night at 7 p.m. downtown Lansing at Cooley Law School Stadium. Current Sports will be in the His House, providing you with coverage and highlights and post-game interviews. So keep it locked to facebook.com/WKAR News for that. All right, the Lansing Lugnuts have decided to extend their netting at Cooley Law School Stadium. Those going to a Lansing Lugnuts game this summer won't have to worry as much about a foul ball coming their way. With safety for the fans in mind, the Lugnuts announced on Monday that they have extended the protective netting at Cooley Law School Stadium. The netting at the stadium previously had covered behind the plate and ended at the start of the dugouts on the first and third baselines. It will now extend to the end of both dugouts. And as we unfortunately reported last week, there was a young fan who was hit by a foul ball in the head and suffered some damage there. And it's a story that got a lot of attention, and justifiably so, because I've long been an advocate for this. Fan safety comes first. I don't care how annoyed you may be at having to stare through a thin net to watch the game of baseball. It's all about safety, folks, especially in 2018 when you go to a game and folks are on their smartphones during most of it, on Snapchat and Instagram. Look at me. I'm at a baseball game. You're not even paying attention to if that foul ball is coming your way. So this is a great idea and long overdue when it comes to the Lansing Lugnuts making this move. Great stuff there. All right. Cassius Pete. That name ring a bell? The Chandler, Arizona native was only at Michigan State for one season in 2015, but his journey has been a long and winding road that included a potential return to East Lansing as recently as March of 2017. Now, that never happened. Finally, after stints at two junior colleges, Pete has a Division I home. With the announcement that he'll play at the University of Virginia for his final 2 years of football, Pete redshirted back in 2015, and in August of 2016,
Michigan State University announced Pete was released from his scholarship. From there, he ended up at Eastern Arizona, but didn't stay long. Instead, he played his 2016 season at Pima Community College and then at Scottsdale Community College for the 2017 campaign. So Cassius Pete, former Michigan State football player, has now transferred to Virginia. Wish him well there. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Detroit Pistons have narrowed their head coaching search down to three candidates. Former Toronto Raptors head coach Dwayne Casey, Michigan head coach John Beilein, and San Antonio Spurs assistant coach Ime Udoka. Beilein and Casey are both scheduled for second visits with the Pistons front office. Detroit isn't expected to bring in a GM until after hiring a head coach. I will have more on that story as it pertains to John Beilein in just a moment. The Detroit Tigers had the first overall pick in last night's 2018 MLB draft out in New Jersey and went with the safe bet with picking star Auburn pitcher Casey Mize. Now, Mize continues the trend of playing for a Tigers team. In high school, he played for the Springfield Tigers, and in college, he played for the Auburn Tigers. How about that? He has ace upside and has absolutely dominated this season in the SEC Conference, which is considered the best conference in college baseball. He is 10-5 with a 2.95 ERA, and he has struck out 151 batters and walked 12 over 109 2/3 innings of work. We'll see if he can come in immediately and contribute. My guess, though, is he'll probably be shipped down to the Farm League just for a bit. And then if he proves himself, then we could see him on the mound for the Tigers. So we'll see. All right, Matthew Stafford's contract no longer makes him the richest player in the NFL, in NFL history, I should say. He is still among, though, the top 10 richest athletes in the world. How crazy is that? Detroit Lions running back Stafford, he checks in at number 10 on Forbes' list of the highest-earning athletes on the globe for 2018. The financial magazine credits him with $59.5 million, must be nice, in total earnings for the past year, with totals through June 5th. That makes him the fourth richest athlete from a major American sport, ranking behind LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Matt Ryan, and just ahead of Kevin Durant. Of Stafford's $59.5 million in earnings in this span, all but $2 million come directly through football. The breakdown includes a large portion of the $50 million signing bonus he acquired with the 5-year, $135 million extension he signed last summer after the 2017 list of richest athletes came out. Stafford has reached a place of consistency in his offense and in his scheme, and his peers around the league are respecting that part of who he is. The Lions QB was voted also the 31st best player in the NFL by his peers for the second year in a row. He ranks 31st on the list. The league announced that via the NFL Top 100 list that continues to unveil by the day. This is the second consecutive year that Stafford has ranked 31st in the poll. As I mentioned, it's the fifth appearance in the Top 100 in his career, with 31 representing the highest level that he has reached. He is one of two Lions players in this year's list, joining corner Darius Slay, who checked in at number 49 following a breakdown Pro Bowl season. Here's a little bit of Matty Staff.
Hey, let's step on their throat from the jump and don't let off till we get what we want, all right?
Matthew's got it. Blitz comes. Stafford's got to get rid of it. Throws deep left side. Got Ebron out there. He caught it. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
How about that? A fiery bite of Matthew Stafford. Definitely deserving. I think Matthew Stafford is one of the most dynamic quarterbacks. And I think Matthew Stafford, when his career is said and done, he'll go down as possibly the greatest Detroit Lions quarterback ever. All right, President Trump, President Donald Trump, canceled the Philadelphia Eagles championship celebration at the White House, citing disappointment in how Eagles players behaved during the national anthem and the amount of players that were scheduled to attend. The White House released a statement by the president. Why not? I'll read it. Quote, the Philadelphia Eagles are unable to come to the White House with their full team to be celebrated tomorrow. They disagree with their president because he insists that they proudly stand for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and the people of our country. The Eagles wanted to send a smaller delegation, but the 1,000 fans planning to attend the event deserve better. These fans are still invited to the White House to be a part of a different type of ceremony, one that will honor our great country, pay tribute to the heroes who fight to protect it, and loudly and proudly play the national anthem. I will be there at 3 p.m. with the United States Marine Band and the United States Army Chorus to celebrate America. Again, that is the official statement released by President Donald Trump, citing as to why the Philadelphia Eagles will not be making a trip to the White House to celebrate what they did last year in winning the Super Bowl. So, the NFL Players Association released its own statement this morning. I'll read that statement. Quote, our union is disappointed in the decision by the White House to disinvite players from the Philadelphia Eagles from being recognized and celebrated by all Americans for their accomplishment. This decision by the White House has led to the cancellation of several player-led community service events for young people in the Washington, D.C. area. NFL players love their country, support our troops, give back to their communities, and strive to make America a better place. I'll leave that there. I may revisit that if we have time on the back end of the show, because when I read it, I was a bit irate. I know, Ian Hawley, you actually shot me a text when you found out about this news yesterday. We'll reserve our thoughts for right now. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll bite our tongues right now because I may go off on a long tangent and we may get behind schedule. All right. Also, as our listener Ben commented on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News, the Washington Capitals just absolutely brought it to the Las Vegas Golden Knights last night. It was a 6-2 final, and Washington now leads that series 3-1. I think the Caps, it's pretty inevitable now that Washington is going to win this series. But who knows? Vegas has been pulling off miracles all year long as an expansion team. Who knows what could happen? But, you know, you look at how things sit right now, a 3-1 series lead. Yeah. Game 5 between the Caps and the Knights will take place on Thursday night at 8 o'clock from T-Mobile Arena. We actually have the final goal in that route from Washington against Vegas last night.
Off the backstrom, here's Connolly with a chance. Moves in front, shoots, he scores. The Washington Capitals are going to Vegas. One win away from the Stanley Cup.
Yep. 8 goals scored last night, 6 from Washington. Those are your current sports quick hit headliners. Let's keep it pushing.
If you really just the fact of you persistent and you focus on a growth mindset and it's just persistently the whole time. Today's Dave, you haven't been here, but I will say every day this is going to be the best practice that's ever been had. And you just keep going and going like that. And I'll see with my staff. And I'll say I have in front of me the greatest practice plan ever, and it certainly isn't. But if you just believe that, all of a sudden people just they just grow to it. But you got to have, if you're going to do that, you got to have good, it's not just the coaching staff, you got to have good students. And these guys were great students about sacrificing their own game sometimes to the better the team. And then everybody grows. And pretty soon you got stories like you have, like Duncan Robinson and Muhammad Ali and Mo, that just, they've had great careers at Michigan, and nobody probably ever thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, how about that? That is head coach John Beilein talking with the Big Ten Network. That sound coming courtesy of the Big Ten Network. That was after the loss to Villanova in the national championship game. Not too long ago, folks. And, you know, right now, a lot of folks are buzzing right now. I'm sure many Michigan men's basketball fans are not happy and maybe even a bit nervous because – You know, I went on a bit of a rant yesterday to close out the show concerning Beilein possibly going to the Detroit Pistons. I didn't think it was realistic. And, you know, when looking at the story, I noted that it may be a ploy for John Beilein to vie for more moolah. But you know what? You know, after reading the story this morning, again, as if you're just now joining us here on Current Sports, you know, as I mentioned, Adrian Wojnarowski is saying that there are three candidates right now that the Pistons have requested further talks with. That being John Beilein at U of M, Dwayne Casey, former Toronto Raptors, well, I should say coach of the year, reigning coach of the year, Dwayne Casey, formerly of the Toronto Raptors, and also Udoka, Ime Udoka, San Antonio Spurs assistant coach under the fantastic coaching tree of course, Greg Popovich. Those are the three candidates that have now follow-up interviews, or talks, I should say, with Tom Gores and the Detroit Pistons organization. So John Beilein taking multiple meetings with the Detroit Pistons, folks, I think this makes this a real possibility. I really do, because if it wasn't a real possibility and John Beilein had no interest in this job, we wouldn't see reports coming out that John Beilein is going to now talk with Tom Gores for at least now the third time, because he met with the Pistons organization and Tom Gores out in L.A. Then, you know, when he gets back to Michigan, he has an interview with them last week. And now, for at least of what we know as the public, at least a third time in conversation now with Tom Gores and that organization, folks, this makes this a real possibility. And I'm curious to hear the thoughts of both U of M fans and Michigan State men's basketball fans out there, because come on now, we all know that the last 2 years, John Beilein has been a thorn in the side of Michigan State men's basketball head coach Tom Izzo. John Beilein has simply outcoached Tom Izzo these last 2 years. The proof is in the pudding, especially when you look at this past season. Now, if I'm U of M, if I'm Ward Manuel, athletic director for the University of Michigan, right now I would be doing everything that I can to keep John Beilein as my head coach of that squad. He is the face of Michigan athletics right now. You know, in terms of prime spotlight sporting success, John Beilein is that dude. Jim Harbaugh and that Michigan football program, they've done nothing. You know, it's all been just hype when it comes to Jim Harbaugh. You know, Jim Harbaugh, the name, he's coming from the NFL. He's had success. He's gone to a Super Bowl, leading Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl that they lost. But still, you know, he's had success everywhere he's gone. But when you look at the tenure for Jim Harbaugh, he has not won anything yet. Hasn't even been down to Indy for the Big Ten championship game. Hasn't won. John Beilein, on the other hand, I mean, has had great success. I mean, we're talking 2 years where John Beilein has led his squad through the treacherous road that is March Madness and the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and has led them to that stage. Lost to Louisville with the whole Trey Burke, Nick Skauskas, and Glenn Robinson III, Tim Hardaway junior year. They lost to Louisville and Rick Pitino, which they have now been stripped of that national title because of the whole Katina Powell stripper scandal. And there was talks, okay, if Louisville is stripped of that now, should you give it to U of M? Well, John Beilein declined and said no. I mean, they beat us. We're not going to take that national championship. I don't think that's even, you can't even do that, all right? It doesn't go to the runner-up. But still, they just to make it to that stage is so tough. And John Beilein is not, you know, not only did it that year, you know, back in 2013, but he also did this past season here in 2018, leading them to that stage where they eventually lost to Villanova. Not many coaches have even gotten to that point. It's amazing. John Beilein, when it comes to prime spotlight sporting success and your two major revenue sports in college basketball and football, John Beilein has been that dude. Why would you let Beilein walk in the prime of his success? He's an all-time coach. John Beilein, when his career is said and done as head coach of the University of Michigan men's basketball program, he is going to be looked at as the best men's basketball coach that the Maize and Blue has ever had. Why would you let him go? Because whoever you get after him, you're going to have to go a different direction. All right, he has an established foundation. John Beilein has an established foundation right now, and especially, I mean, you look at the guys who are in the NBA, that he's put in the NBA now, and you look at now him going to his second national championship. John Beilein can now go into living rooms of recruits that he previously was not able to get because of this school right here in East Lansing, Michigan. Tom Izzo, usually out-recruiting the University of Michigan. But now John Beilein and this program is humming right now. It is the best men's college basketball program in the nation. Beilein has now caught, I'm sorry to say this, Michigan State fans, Beilein has caught Michigan State. Last 2 years, his program has been better than Tom Izzo's. He is not in the shadows anymore of Michigan State University. So, Ward Manuel, are you really going to let him walk to the Detroit Pistons? That just doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right. John Beilein is at the height of his powers. You're going to let him walk to the lowly Detroit Pistons? Guided Michigan to the NCAA title game in two of the past 6 seasons. Now, when it comes to what Ward Manuel needs to do, I think that John Beilein, and he has been for a long time, John Beilein is underpaid. All right? While on the other hand, if I'm looking at Jim Harbaugh in comparison, if I'm John Beilein, I'm looking at Jim Harbaugh, I may feel it a type of way. You know, Jim Harbaugh, since he has been named head coach of the University of Michigan college football program, Jim Harbaugh has had endless funds to work with. I mean, let's just turn the dial back to a little more than a year ago, back in January of 2017. Reported in January of last year, Michigan's assistants setting a new standard for college football coach salaries. These are just the assistants that I'm talking about. Michigan, last year, bumping up the salary for college football assistants. Three assistants making $1 million. Those individuals being offensive coordinator Tim Drevno, defensive coordinator Don Brown, and passing game coordinator and assistant head coach Pep Hamilton. Brown, Drevno, and Hamilton all making $1 million for the next 3 seasons. For the next two now, seeing as though 2017 is in the bed now. LSU and Alabama both had two assistants at or above $1 million 2 years ago. No public school had ever had three at a time. That's according to USA Today research. Are you kidding me? The assistant coach, three assistant coaches for the University of Michigan football program were making way more than John Beilein for a program that has never even stepped foot in Indianapolis, Indiana for a Big Ten championship game. Just let that sink in. You know what John Beilein got paid last year, Ian? Ian Hawley, current sports engineer. If you had to guess, Ian, how much money John Beilein got paid last year, I'm pretty sure you don't got the numbers in front of you. This is all done with my prep work from this morning. What would you say John Beilein got paid last year?
Last year, I'd say maybe $2.5 million.
No.
No?
Not even close. Way off. You know how much John Beilein got paid last year? $400,000. That is how much head coach John Beilein got paid last year, Ian. in comparison to Michigan football assistants who are making $1 million. Are you kidding me? And then, you know, I also have a problem with how the program has been promoted as well. When you look at the Chrysler Center, you know, this is a team that went to the national championship last year. And, you know, I can count, you know, people can count who attend these games on a regular, maybe what, like two times, maybe three, where the Chrysler Center was full. The importance of basketball, it's not there when it comes to A squared. It makes no sense, you know, and upon reflection of what I said yesterday when I stated maybe maybe John Beilein is using this as a ploy to get paid more, you know, I don't think that he is. I'm not going to go there, Ian, because Beilein, that's not his character. He's never done that, even when he went to the national championship in 2013. It's not in his character. I don't think Beilein is using this as leverage to get paid more money. That is not in the character of John Beilein. He's always been classy. He says the right things. He's a blue-collar guy. I don't think that's in his character. But even if he did want to do that, I have no problem with it whatsoever. At the end of the day, this is a business. We do it all the time here when it comes to jobs in America, in corporate America. Hey, I got this job offer sitting here. Are you going to pay me more? If not, I'm leaving. That happens all the time. Happens all the time when it comes to the job market here in America. I think John Beilein has earned that right if he wanted to do that. But you know what? I also think that this is an itch that John Beilein may want to scratch. This is an NBA job. The NBA, the National Basketball Association, despite, let's just put away the fact that the Detroit Pistons are not the most sexiest team right now in the National Basketball Association. Long gone are the going to work days of 2004 and the bad boys of the late 80s, all right? The Detroit Pistons are in rebuild mode right now and have been for a long time. But this is the National Basketball Association. It's the highest level of basketball in the world. And maybe this has been a bucket list accomplishment for Coach Beilein for a while. I mean, we look at John Beilein. I mean, he's not getting any younger. He's 65 years old. He wouldn't have to relocate his family. If he thinks the end is coming up for his basketball coaching career, he's already gone to the national championship game, hasn't won it, but he's been there twice. That's pretty good for the University of Michigan. Maybe he's interested in giving this NBA thing a shot. It's on his bucket list. He's 65 years old. Maybe see if your coaching style can transition to the professional level. Also, you're 65. All of those miles that you're putting on the airplane to go recruit and trying to suck up to these 16, 17-year-old kids, recruiting goes out the window. And also, I think the way that John Beilein coaches offense plugs into the NBA mold. I really think it does. The way he you know, it's free-flowing, it's three-point heavy. That's what the NBA is right now. You know, I've also seen this question. Will his personality fit? Can he relate to NBA guys? Folks, he's an expert in player development right now. And see the way he interacts with his players. I mean, he's got that kind of personality. I think he can relate for sure to NBA guys. But yeah, the Pistons job is in-state. You wouldn't have to relocate your family, and you get to coach something, you know, possibly that was on your bucket list, the NBA. Why not? And last point here, you know, I say all that to also say this. I don't know where Tom Gores and Ed Stefanski want to go with this thing. You know, who is the number one choice? That's the big question now. Is it John Beilein? Is it Dwayne Casey? Or is it Ime Udoka? You know, I read an article from the Detroit Free Press saying that Dwayne Casey really impressed during his interview. He came in serious. He sat down with the squad, with the upper execs for the Detroit Pistons last week, and he had notes, he had plays, he even had video footage diagramming certain plays. He came in serious, folks. So, you look at him, he's a coach of the year. If I had to guess, and again, Sports Talk Radio, speculation. If I had to guess the pecking order here from, you know, likelihood of being hired to the least likely, I would go number one, Dwayne Casey, number two, John Beilein, and number three, Ime Udoka. Again, pure speculation here, But we don't know if John Beilein is even going to be offered the job. But if they do offer him, I think John Beilein will seriously consider it. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Spartan fans, would your world become a bit brighter if John Beilein was to leave the University of Michigan men's basketball program and take his talents to the professional level? Because if I had to guess, yeah, I think that the sun would come just a smidget out from underneath those clouds for you all, especially seeing as though you're still dealing with the heartbreak of what happened last season. All right. Not having to deal with Coach John Beilein. Oh, boy. Throw a parade, right, Spartan fans? Let's hit our first break. When we come back, we will chat with one of our favorite guys who, I tell you what, this is a big accomplishment for him. And you know, my heart warmed when I heard the news. Ty Duckett, former MSU running back, great, and 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame inductee. He will join me live here on WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Just wrapped up segment A discussing this whole John Beilein story. Again, it's being reported that John Beilein is drawing a lot of interest from the Detroit Pistons, and the Detroit Pistons have said that they are going to, again, this is being reported, that the Detroit Pistons are going to have follow-up talks with John Beilein as a possible head coaching candidate. Again, in that conversation is Dwayne Casey, reigning coach of the year for the Toronto Raptors, as well as Ime Udoka, San Antonio Spurs assistant coach. Getting a lot of reaction on social media. And Connor Mathis, behind the glass, current sports production assistant. We actually have a poll up where you, the listener, can weigh in at WKAR_sports is our Twitter handle. Connor, what is the poll? What is the question, and what do the numbers read?
All right, so our poll question was, where will John Beilein coach next season? Pretty simple, and it's split right down the middle between the Pistons and the Wolverines.
Really? Split down the middle?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting to me. Again, I when it comes to the pecking order here, I think that Dwayne Casey is the number one guy, and it seems as though he wants the job. When reading reports as to how that interview went, he was incredibly prepared. He had notes upon notes upon notes, and then he had video footage of plays that he runs. He came very well prepared. I think Beilein is second on that list, but that's interesting. I think maybe Michigan State fans are speaking more from fandom, from a fandom perspective. Those who are weighing in, because goodness, let's just be real here. It would make it a lot easier for Tom Izzo if John Beilein was not the head coach at the University of Michigan next year. No knock on Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo is a basketball Hall of Famer. No doubt about that. But you look at how last year went. Michigan State gets swept in the two meetings in which they played U of M. You know, the first one at home inside the Breslin Center, and the second one being in, of course, the Big Ten tournament. Look at those two games, and John Beilein's squad got the upper hand on Tom Izzo. So it certainly will make the job a lot easier, without a doubt. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. I see many of you weighing in again on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News as well. Just to read a few of those comments. Ben says, I think Beilein would be a great fit for the Pistons, but I don't think that it will be him that gets the hire for the head coaching position. So, again, weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News. And right now I know we're trying to work on possibly getting Todd Duckett on the show. We're having some technical difficulties with our phone lines. Todd Duckett, former MSU running back, great, and 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame inductee. So bear with us there as Ian Hawley is working frantically behind the scenes to try and get him one. Until then, you know, I want to get to just want to make some comments concerning the Lansing Lugnuts extending the netting down at Cooley Law School Stadium. Because, you know, if you're just now tuning into the show, that was one of our quick hit headliners. And the Lugnuts, and it's a bit unfortunate that when you look at the MLB and the minors finally taking a serious look at extending the netting when it comes to fan safety at ball games, it's unfortunate that it took and had to take, you know, a few young fans getting injured at games in order for them to say, you know what, maybe this would be a good idea. Because there are too many fans getting hurt. There are too many fans at games distracted by smartphones left and right. Fan safety should come first. Let's just do this thing. It's unfortunate that it has taken this long because, you know, I remember this was actually, I want to say last year or maybe even 2 years ago, Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. I'm as you guys know, I'm a huge fan of that show, and they actually did this whole feature on the safety or lack thereof at baseball games. And they actually, they profiled how in Major League Baseball right now, Major League Baseball is stuck and has been when it comes to multiple conversations, when it comes to replay, right? When it comes to pace of play. And also when it comes to this, netting being extended for fan safety because they feel as though, okay, it's never been that way in the history of the game. Why go and change it now? Why? It's going to ruin the fan experience. Oh, woe is me. When going to a baseball game and when I'm sitting down near the foul line and I have to deal with a thin net in front of me to look through to try and enjoy the game, it's going to ruin the fan experience. That is hogwash. Because also, as I've noted, you know, going to a baseball game here in 2018, oh, my goodness. I mean, just going to any sporting event. You ever been to a sporting event and you walk in and you sit down and just look around and your people watch for a sec? I do it all the time, especially as a reporter. You know, I find myself sometimes, you know, just at the game and a timeout hits. I'm not doing it while the game is going on, of course, but a timeout hits. Just kind of looking up at the stands, see who's there, seeing how our fans are enjoying the in-game experience. And it never fails. I don't think there's ever been a time where I have been covering a game or at that game as a fan where I have looked in the stands and seen just all attention on the court or on the field because of the smartphone. We are more distracted more than ever because of the smartphone. At a sport. And the same thing goes for a concert or any event for that matter. We always have to go on Snapchat. We always got to go on Instagram and put it out there. Look at me, you know, even if you're at a party, I'm turning up. Look at me with my friends and buddies. We're having a great time. Oh, I'm at the concert. I'm not looking at Janet Jackson do her thing at that concert. I'm not looking at her dance moves. I'm looking at it. If I am looking at it, I'm looking at it through this tiny cell phone screen. I am showing you the experience, and I'm not even living in the moment of the experience because I have my smartphone out putting it on Snapchat. It's ridiculous. And it's why a lot of artists have now said, you know, when you go to a music concert now, or even a comedy show, I remember, you know, a few years ago, I went and saw Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart had this thing, and most of it, I think, had to do with the fact that he didn't want his material getting out there in the public, you know, for all to see and for all to view, his jokes for all to see and for all to view before they even went to that concert. But, you know, I like how Kevin did it. I mean, he said, look, if you're going to come into my concert, you're going to have to put your cell phone off. And if we see you using that cell phone, the ushers are going to take it away from you and you can't get it until after the show. I love that. I have no problem with that. But we don't live in the moment nowadays, especially us millennials. We don't live in the moment. You know, I find myself when I go to a game now, everybody has their cell phone out and just doing this. You know, for those watching via Facebook Live, I'm just twirling my phone right now, just looking through a screen. That's what we do. You know, using filters, using Snapchat, using Instagram. That's what we do now. So now more than ever, the sporting experience, the fan experience for baseball has become really dangerous. At basketball, you don't have to worry about the basketball unless you're sitting maybe front row, you know, and the athlete burrows into you. You don't have to worry about a basketball coming at your head. You know, you don't have to worry about that. Football, that never happens. You won't get hit by the football if you're in the stands. All right. But baseball, when you're so close to the action and you make contact with that bat and that baseball is coming at you, you know, 90, over 100 miles per hour, it can get very dangerous. So this is long overdue. That traditional talk goes out the window, folks. Fan safety should always be number one, and I really would like to see this adopted at the Major League Baseball level as well. I think every Major League Baseball stadium should have netting that extends all the way down, well down the foul line. Because you just never know. You just never know. All right, do we have him now? Okay, you know what? I want to take our final break. We do have him on the line. Todd Duckett, former MSU running back, great, and 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame inductee. We'll talk with Todd Duckett about that accomplishment and more to close out this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and we do have Todd Duckett coming up. Ian Hawley, engineer of WKAR's Current Sports. You're ruining the show. No, I'm joking.
It's all my fault, as usual.
You're my guy. You did a heck of a job there behind the glass making this happen. I know we had some technical difficulties, but we do have him to close out today's Current Sports. I'll get right to it because we're short on time. His name is Todd Duckett, former MSU running back great and 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame inductee. Todd, that has to sound good, my man. How you doing?
Man, thank you for having me. It sounds amazing.
What? Todd, I want to start here. How did you get the news? Where were you? And what was the reaction that you were going to be a part of the 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame class?
Yeah, man, I was just doing my normal day on my way to my screen printing shop, on my way to work, and got a call. And next thing I know, they're saying, congratulations, you're inducted to the Michigan Hall of Fame. And I was like, okay, hold on. Now, is this like Lansing Hall of Fame? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to understand. And he's like, no, the big one. And he started mentioning names. And I mean, I got overloaded with emotion, man. It just was like, whoa. And he's like, you'll be next to these people and the accomplishments and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, are you sure? You know? And I mean, I literally got overcome by emotion. And just, I mean, I was so excited, man. It was a great one of the greatest phone calls I've had other than getting drafted. You know what I'm saying? It was outstanding.
That's amazing, Todd. So who gave you the call? Who was it on the other side of the line?
Yeah, it was actually Jordan, and Jordan works with the Detroit Lions, and he's on the board of the Michigan Hall of Fame. And I got a chance to meet Jordan Fields, had a chance to meet him just over the years. So we had a little bit of a relationship. So for him to call me, it wasn't out of the blue type of deal. It was like, we've talked. So he calls. I'm like, what's up? He said, man, I got some news to tell you. And then he just broke it down. And I just was like, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. I'm honored. I'm humbled. I mean, I'm on my way to work. Let's go get it.
I'm so happy for you, Ty. And when you accomplish something like this, I remember, you know, I've covered the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame one time, and that's when I was back at Channel 6 as a rookie reporter, and it was such an amazing moment because, you know, that year that I covered it, I remember Tony Dungy was getting inducted, yeah. And I remember talking with him. I mean, he's always been one of those guys I've admired. But it's amazing the names that are enshrined there in the hall. For you, Todd, is this something that has been on your radar or that you've thought about at all, whether or not you'd be inducted into the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I've never thought about it. And I'm aware of it and I've seen it. But you look up and, I mean, it's Barry Sanders. Okay, that's Barry Sanders. You know what I'm saying? It's Tony Dungy. Okay, that's Tony Dungy. You know, and the list keeps going on. And then all of a sudden, it's like you get opportunity. And what it does is, I mean, I haven't played you know, football in 10 years, and a lot of this is from college, from even further back. And as a kid, I just had a dream. I just had a passion. I just wanted to play a sport, but I also wanted to do it well. I wanted to have an impact. I wanted to have fun. And it's just amazing what happens behind closed doors, what you do when you follow in your passion, and you just keep believing. You just keep believing. I mean, when you put that time in, I mean, I'm the rainmaker and drops just keep falling. They just keep falling. And you know, it's a blessing. And, you know, like I said, just you have no idea. You have no idea what your life has in store for you if you follow your passion. You have no idea.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when you live in your purpose, Todd, it's amazing, you know, the blessings that come down, as you just mentioned. And again, you look at the class that you are being inducted with. I mean, Mick McCabe, who is a sports journalist icon here in the state, Lions Pro Bowler, Robert Porche, former Brigham Brother Rice star, B.J. Armstrong, who balled out as Michael Jordan's point guard in the early 90s, ex-Grand Valley State QB Cullen Finnerty. I mean, I could go on and on. This is an amazing class. How well do you know your fellow inductees for the 2018 class, Todd?
Well, I mean, I overpassed them. They've all had amazing accomplishments, and over time, followed them, read about them, just going through the sports section and hearing successful individuals throughout the state and seeing some of their numbers and at the time, some of their accomplishments, especially Colin and Mick McCabe interviewing. He interviewed me at time and Robert Porche. All these guys, I've seen them. You know what I'm saying? I've seen their accomplishments. You don't know what they put in off the field or behind the closed doors. But I definitely recognize their names, and to be in that same group and to be associated with them is amazing. It's an honor.
I love asking this question, Ty, to future Hall of Famers and Hall of Famers in general. In your definition, Ty, what defines, what is a Hall of Famer?
Wow, that's a fantastic question. I would have to say it's you believe the unachievable. You believe it, and every day you wake up believing that you will achieve it, and you're willing to put in the work. You're willing to pull yourself out of the dark spaces. You're willing to do things that your peers, your family, your friends, teammates, opponents, you're willing to do things that others aren't, and you are there's nothing that's going to stop it. And when the smoke settles and the dust clears, we'll see where everybody is. I mean, that's the only thing. Because, like, I had no intention, no goal to be into the Hall of Fame, but I loved playing the game of football, and no one was going to work harder than me. Whoever was in front of me was going to get run over. It just was that mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to be able to, I mean, break on-the-field injuries, off-the-field troubles, life, death, everything that has happened since I was an 8-year-old kid who started this journey to be an athlete, you just keep going and you shock yourself and you question yourself, but at the same time, you're resilient.
Todd Duckett, former MSU running back, great, and 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame inductee. Todd will join the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame walls in September. Todd, final question for you, my man. You mentioned you know, your love of this game, and you look at, you know, your life, you know, as you just stated, dating back to, you know, 8 years old, falling in love with the game of football and playing the game of football. When it comes to your success, you know, now with this latest accomplishment as a Michigan Sports Hall of Famer, what names come to mind? Family, friends, teammates, coaches that really you want to make sure to acknowledge when you take that stage to accept this honor?
Yeah, well, it definitely start with God first, and then family. I mean, my mother, my father, my brothers, and then my high school coach, Coach Drake. And, you know, as you start to go up, there's people, Coach Manning, were amazing. You know, he very, very instrumental in my life. But also off the field, friends and family that have crossed my path, that have helped me get to the next space. And indirectly, coaches that I had. I mean, I had Coach Saban for 1 year, but his what I was able to learn in that 1 year was huge. So there have been many, many people who have been involved, and some who don't even know it, who I just watch from afar, you know what I'm saying, just admiring and taking my own notes. So, I mean, this is definitely not – I'm glad that I'm a person involved in getting the recognition, if you will, but this has not been a journey by myself. None of this would have been possible by myself. This is all a product of others, of the city of Kalamazoo, the city of Lansing, East Lansing, Spartan fans. I mean, this is what state of Michigan individuals. This is what we create, and I'm one of them.
Well, I tell you what, Todd. On behalf of us all here at WKAR's Current Sports, we extend a huge congratulations. I'm looking forward to watching you get honored along with that incredible fellow classmates yes, of yours back in September. And we'll try to be out there to cover it, my man. But until then, congratulations. Enjoy this moment, and we'll talk soon. All right.
Yes, sir, brother, man. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you and always, man. Continued success, bro. Appreciate you.
You got it. The one, the only, Todd Duckett, former MSU running back, great, and 2018 Michigan Sports Hall of Fame inductee. He just, we did it, Ian. We did it. We got him in. I was a little nervous that we wouldn't be able to get to him, but you pulled off your magic,
just
all right?
Have a little faith in me and our fabulous technician, Drew Henderson, for right. Coming in and helping me out. Thanks you to him. We would not have Todd on without his help, so... Shout out to him.
Without a doubt. And also, our fantastic team behind the glass along with you, Ian. We got Jack, Connor, and Alec. Tamar, I think, is also back there. They're doing a great job. The guys you don't get a chance to see. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Be easy, people.